fine with that, so I'm in here, son.
Because I'm with you to the end of the line.
You have no idea what side you're on!
Welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack, the show where we discuss and talk about our thoughts from the most obscure to the most about films, series, and everything in between. Hosted by Franz Halil. What's up, guys? Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack! Episode 11 na pala natin ito. Wow, nakaka-11 weeks na tayo. Almost 3 months na. Saan na napunta ang ating mga araw, di ba? Dumaan-daan na lang siya. And thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And thank you, guys, for listening. If you've listened to our past episode where we unpack La La Land. So tonight, ano naman, another musical ulit ang i-unpack natin. So maraming salamat sa pakikinig. And huwag na tayo magpatumpik-tumpik pa. Introduce na natin ang ating guest. So our guest for tonight is a dancer, one of my very good friends, and also napakagaling na singer. Songwriter. De, joke lang, songwriter. Sing. And please welcome fresh from Cagayan de Oro City, Alice.
Hello.
So Alice, kumusta? How are you?
Okay naman, doing good.
When I was thinking of this film, naisip ko kagad si Alice kasi konting background lang. When nung hindi ko pa napapanood tong film na to, tapos nagkaraoke nights kami. Parang si Alice, paulit-ulit niyang kinanta yung song sa film na to, paulit-ulit sa karaoke, tapos iba't iba yung kasama, iba't iba yung kapartner niya, yung kaduet niya, tanda-tanda ko. Tapos since then, sabi ko, sige na nga, papanoorin ko na nga itong film na to, tapos wala. Hindi ako nagsisay nung pinanood ko, kaya Alice, thank you. Isa ka sa mga nag-ujok sa akin to watch this film.
Yeah! Thank you for inviting me, friends.
No problem. Okay, so simulan natin. This film was released in 2018. So this was the directorial debut of Bradley Cooper. And this also stars Bradley Cooper along with Lady Gaga as the lead roles. This film won 1 Oscar and was nominated for 8 categories. And it also won 1 Golden Globe Award and was nominated for 6 categories. And also, fun fact lang, the concert scenes in this film was actually filmed on actual concerts and actual music festivals. So, sobrang galing yung ginawa nila dito kasi sumingit-singit lang sila in between acts, like 10 minutes and to take the shots. And then, umalis na ulit sila. La, galing. Production. Saludo kami sa'yo. So, ano ba tong film na to? So this film is none other than one of my favorite films as of late. And for sure, isa rin sa mga paboritong pelikula ni Alice. This film that we are unpacking tonight is A Star Is Born! Alright, dahil dyan, let's go on to our first segment na pinamagatang P.O.V.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Question. Anong nagustuhan mo sa film na to muna?
Kasi yung A Star Is Born for me, hindi siya yung typical na parang musical film.
Uh-huh.
I think kasi it's a story, it's a whole different story na involved yung music, involved yung songwriting, involved yung singing. So iba siya compared sa other movies na involved yung music.
Yeah.
For me, ah. Kasi tsaka for me, mas may depth yung movie.
Yes, yes.
So, yun yung for me, sobrang nagustuhan ko with A Star Is Born. Kasi iba siya. Sobrang iba. Compared to other parang musicals, kumbaga. Sometimes, diba, mapapansin natin na parang medyo off yung transition from the scene to the going to the song
yes,
itself. So, parang, pero dito kasi hindi. Kasi yung songs were written for the story, kung nagbe-make sense yun.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah. Yes.
Sobrang yun overall sobrang ganda. And syempre yung other issues na kasali sa storyline, like I think yung for me yung self doubt ni Ali, 'di ba, sa sarili niya when they talked about lang yung nose niya, yung insecurity na yun, of course Jackson's ano addiction, and yung play sa industry. Ako hindi naman ako part sa music industry, pero parang may ano doon, may parang konting
call out. Joke.
Oh, parang ganoon, parang may konting call out sa music industry na bakit may ganitong nangyayari. Parang ganoon.
Yeah. Ako naman for me, my overall thoughts talaga sa film na to is super sakto ng pagkakagawa niya in terms of sakto yung writing, sakto sa music, tapos the way they the characters acted out every scene, sobrang sakto. So parang siyang ano, well-oiled machine na kailangan lahat ng parts moving smoothly para gumana ng maayos. And this film was that, na lahat sa technical wise, like ang ayos niya, ang parang siyang ano, close to perfect siya for me. Ah. Like, kasi hindi siya nag, like sa writing, hindi siya nag pumunta din sa cliche na maghihiwalay sila dahil sa jealousy. Tapos in terms of the acting naman, hindi natin nakita si Lady Gaga talaga. Tapos ibang Bradley Cooper yung narinig natin or napanood natin. Tapos again, the music, sobrang ganda. Like the soundtrack, ever since ni-rewatch ko siya yesterday. Siguro parang tatlong beses ko na atang naulit yung soundtrack. Tapos nagtatrabaho ako, kanina nag-work ako, tapos parang nakikikanta lang ako sa kanila. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but the impact of the film is really something, ano, very, like no words eh, sobrang ganda talaga ng film. And again, like what you said, super daming yung na-open na iba't ibang issues or iba't ibang layers with the characters. That's why ang sarap i-unpack nito. For you, what are your favorite moments? Ano yung mga tumatak sa yung moments dun sa film?
Nag-prepare ako dyan.
Wow!
actually, isa sa favorite sequences ko is the whole drag bar scene, yung pinakauna. Kasi from the first time they saw each other, yung kumakanta si Lady Gaga tapos humiga siya sa bar, parang doon pa lang nung tumingin siya sa camera or tumingin siya kay Jackson, no, sobrang alam ko maganda tong movie na to. Kasi makikita mo yung parang genuine siya, kumbaga. Sobrang genuine niya. And it's weird kasi nag-a-act lang sila. Diba? So, hindi mo talaga, as he said, hindi mo talaga makikita si Lady Gaga. Hindi mo makikita si Bradley Cooper, kumbaga. And then when, nung nandun na sila sa backstage, mas ma-feel mo yung chemistry nila. Feel mo yung trust nila sa each other as actors. Especially sa, ano, sa parking lot. The most iconic scene, di ba? The parking lot scene.
Yes.
Kita mo yung trust nila as actors. And ayun, sobrang ano, pero yung drag bar scene yung isa sa favorite ko na ano, overall. Kasi parang yung storyline nila as lovers, doon mo makikita yung trust, yung parang they're perfect for each other, parang ganun.
Sa mga rom-com kasi, may tinatawag silang ano, meet cute, di ba? If you're familiar with that term. So parang ito kasi, parang ito yung meet cute nila, di ba? Tapos ang ganda-ganda kasi Lady Gaga was singing Love and Rose. Tapos Bradley Cooper, a white guy, like parang a stereotypical white guy na cowboy vibes, na rockista, na pupunta sa isang drag bar na ang iisipin mo, alam mo yun, iisipin mo, i-judge na lang yung mga tao doon kasi isa, diba? Tapos, ang ganda na ito, secrets na ito, kasi since Jackson Maine is like an artist or it's like a big star, you will think na ang pake niya lang kay Ali or yung main goal niya kay Ali is, you know, to get with her. Yeah, like,
Yeah.
To make Boom Boom with her aktang agad.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero I think the reason why hindi yun yung naging goal, hindi yun yung naging target niya is because nauna niyang narinig kumanta si Ali. Nauna niyang,
yeah.
Kumbaga, he was introduced to Ali through Ali's art. That's why sobrang na-appreciate niya agad yun. And nakakatuwa nga na yung naluha pa siya. Di ba?
Yeah, diba? Oo nga. Okay.
He saw something so beautiful na kailangan niya nalang maiyak. Tapos the whole time na parang hindi mo alam kung creepy ba si Jackson when he offered to take off the eyebrows. Pero alam mo naman parang...
Di ba ang weird? Kung ikaw yun, di ba parang... No. Ano yung ginagawa mo? Ang weird.
Tatanggalin yung kilay ko.
Pero so, may pagiging genuine dun sa part na yon na parang, yeah. I don't see you as parang eto. Gusto ko makilala ikaw, di ba? Kung si Jackson. Parang gusto ko makilala ikaw. I don't care kung how big your nose is or kung yan ba yung kilay mo or hindi, kung yan ba yung kulay ng buhok mo or hindi, di ba? Yun yung gusto niyang makilala. Kasi, yun nga, sabi mo, nauna niyang narinig yung boses ni Ali. So, yun yung important sa kanya.
Mm-hmm. And on Ali's side naman, she acknowledges na malaking artist tong si Jackson. Pero, hindi siya yung tipong, alam mo yun, naging super fan. Yung nagpaka-groupie na.
Yeah.
Like, she acknowledges na there's a certain level of status with Jackson Maine. Pero, hindi siya yung, inulit ko lang, hindi siya yung nagpaka-groupie, which made Jackson more comfortable, di ba? Kasi,
yeah.
On his end, on Ali's parang personality, she's a very headstrong woman. So, parang doon mo makikita na Ali knows that Jackson is like a big celebrity, but she doesn't let that celebrity status of Jackson get in the way of her knowing him. That's why yun nga, he's a parking lot scene.
Yeah.
Sobrang special din nun. Kaya, ang ganda. Tapos isipin mo, lasing si Jackson the whole night, but he remembered the song. And nagawa niya pag tapos song, di ba?
True. Oo nga. Sobrang galing. Tsaka parang, to just parang piggyback lang dun sa sinabi mo. Parang tinjit kasi ni Ali si Jackson as parang human.
Diba? Yes, yes.
Kasi parang, di ba, we tend to parang mag-fangirl and everything. Pero minsan nakakalimutan natin na tao sila, ganun-ganun. Yes. Meron din silang pinagdadaanan. So yun din yung parang pinakita ni Ali dun sa whole sequence na yun na parang I don't care kung celebrity ka, parang I would just want to get to know you, parang ganun.
Yeah. And I love how the night ended. It was intimate but not in a, you know, sexy time way. It was intimate because they were just sitting on a parking lot singing and talking about each other's lives. And then it ended na hinatid lang ni Jackson si Ali. The way na natapos yung gabing yun, alam mo yung talent ni Ali talaga yung nakita ni Jackson. Yun yung una niyang reason kung bakit niya in-admire si Ali rather than the physical appearance. So that's a really important aspect of the film kasi na parang Jackson really cared about Ali's art. And Ali naman, on the other end, really cared about how Jackson is still a human being. That's why ang ganda-ganda ng scene sa parking lot na yun.
Yeah. Iconic. Super.
Standout moment ko sa film is yung Shallow. Like, the Shallow sequence when Ali went to the concert of Jackson and, you know, Jackson finished the song. Nagkaroon na ng arrangement and all. Tapos he sang. Tapos si Ali na yung kumanta. Kasi, like, feel ko naman magigits na to. Like, as a performer, yung first time ever mo magpa-perform sa harap ng sobrang daming tao, sobrang sarap ng feeling nun, di ba? Parang catharsis siya na parang ang sarap mag-perform. And I super got how Ali was feeling. And also kasi, ang ganda lang nung nung meaning or yung symbolism ng scene. Because, yun nga, nag-start si Ali na parang very unsure pa siya na, I don't wanna sing, ganun. And then when Jackson started singing, parang bigla nagkaroon ng switch kay Ali. That, parang, makikita mo sa mukha ni Lady Gaga when she was acting it on. Parang, ala, tinapos siya. Ano, binuun niya yung kanta ko, kailangan kong kantahin to. Tapos ang ganda naman yung symbolism na pumunta siya doon, tapos nagsimula siya doon sa background mic, yung pang mga background singers. Tapos nung dumating na yung chorus, she took the lead na, doon na siya sa lead mic kumanta. Ewan ko, yun lang parang napansin ko, parang, eh, ang gandang meaning na parang,
yeah,
from, you know, from background, parang she was with Jackson as the lead. And ang ganda-ganda ng song, sobrang nakakakilaw, sobrang goosebumps ng song talaga.
Important din for me doon is parang, it only takes one person, di ba, to believe in you na, in their case, di ba, na Ali is a songwriter, she's a singer, she's a star. So parang, it only took Jackson for her na mag-push to perform. So sobrang, ano din, parang life lesson. Yes. Parang life lesson din siya na parang just need the right people to for you to parang pursue whatever it is. Kung sa arts ba, being an artist, creator, or being an entrepreneur, di ba? Parang, it takes one person. Yun lang talaga, sobrang important.
Yeah. Kasi prior to that, Ali was like, even her dad wasn't like believing in her, eh. Diba? Parang,
yeah.
So, it really important talaga na, alam mo yun, na na-discover siya kumbaga ni Jackson. And pinush talaga ni Jackson na to have her perform with him on that concert. Kasi after that, yan na, nagtuloy-tuloy na.
Nagtuloy-tuloy na.
Oo, sobrang, and sobrang gandang mapanood ng rise ni Ali, no? Like from, working at a bar to being a superstar like that na alam mo talagang may mga ganong instances talaga na nangyayari sa totoong buhay sa mga singers, diba? Na parang kang nanonood ng ano, autobiography or ng biographical film. Pero ano siya, fictional characters.
And when you think of it, diba, pag narinig mo yung ibang artist pag like interviews, ibang artists from LA, like singers and actors, they always start na parang waiter or server. Parang so true to life talaga siya. Nangyayari siya, hindi lang siya film. So yun din yung sobrang ganda ng movies. Parang, alam mo yun, parang it's somewhat a letter for artists and parang entertainers who really want to pursue their craft.
And what's nice about this film kasi it showed us well ng yung parang pagiging tao ng mga yung mga characters dito. So for example, siguro isa sa pinaka parang totoo or pinaka real moment din sa film when Ali and Jackson were about to do the do. And then pumuntang si Ali para maglinis or ano.
Yeah.
So parang nakakatawa siya pagpapakinggan mo, sorry. Pero, totoong nangyayari yun eh. And the film was not shy from showing those candid and real moments. Like, ang daming examples niya. For example, nung nalasing si Jackson sa harap nung mga, ito pa yung small, yung parang party, yung maliit na party, tapos nalasing siya, tapos parang sabi ni Ali, he always does that. Or, so parang yung sanay na sa iba, parang mga couples again or yung nag-away sila sa banyo. I know, I'm like, tumatalon ako, pero parang bibigyan ako ng example sa so parang yung nag-away sila sa CR.
Yeah.
Na sobrang vulnerable, sobrang real nung away nila or nung situation na yun. And the film was not shy on like showing those kinds of things. And props to Bradley Cooper kasi isa siya sa mga director and isa siya sa mga writers na pinakita yun sa film.
For Ali kasi, siguro mas nag-resonate ako sa kanya since parang she has a lot of insecurities. Diba? Lahat tayo may insecurities tayo. Yun nga, she doesn't believe in herself. Ganon. And then, pero you know, alam niya na maganda boses niya. Alam niya na kung if she's given the chance, she will succeed. Alam niyang magaling siya. At the same time, parang 'di ba nung may record label na siya, parang she kind of lost it. So she kind of lost her, kumbaga, her voice, ganun. So merong ganong timeline sa life natin, or sa life, yeah, sa life natin lahat, na alam mo yun, may malo-lost track talaga tayo. Pero it takes si Bradley, when he believed in her, parang siya kumbaga yung parang anchor na uy, parang hindi na ikaw to, ganyan. So yun din yung gusto kay Bradley, na yung support niya sa wife niya, sobrang andun lang, kahit na alam niya na parang medyo tagilid na yung pagiging, yung sa self ni Ali, parang hindi
why
na,
you come around me with
yun.
An ass like that?
Diba? Parang sobrang ano lang, yung support niya talaga andon for Ali, and despite his personal struggles, he was always there. Diba? Alam mo yung picture sa social media, yung parang nagke-carry ng battery tapos nagbibigay ng parang isang bar, pero nauubusan na din pala siya.
Yeah. Yung
ganun, so yun dun, parang yun si Bradley, yung ganun. So parang nagbibigay siya ng support at nagbibigay siya ng energy kay Ali, pero siya nauubusan na siya within. Na sobrang sobrang heavy, pero nangyayari siya. So parang nag-resonate ka talaga dun, na parang ako, may struggles ako, pero sige, I will be there for you. Ganon.
Yeah. Actually, ang ganda ng sinabi mo. Kasi to connect lang, parang when I was first watching this film, I was really afraid that it will go on that cliche route na Ali will become successful, will become too busy, tapos Jackson will become jealous because he's not as famous as Ali, as maghihiwalay sila.
Uh-huh.
Pero ang ganda kasi na the reason of their conflict in terms of Ali's stardom is that yung artistry na nakita ni Jackson with Ali when he first heard Ali, unti-unting nawala. Kasi nga, Ali needed to assimilate with being a quote-unquote pop star. The generic pop star na bop songs, medyo skin, like nagpapakita ng skin. Hindi ako nagja-jaja, parang sinasabi ko lang yung stereotypes of like a generic of the pop song. Parang, tapos the lyrics are not that deep. Yung ganun. So, yun yung reason ng disappointment ni Jackson. Kasi, nag-start kasi yung admiration talaga ni Jackson with Ali's artistic. So, I love how ganun yung nangyari with the both of them, na hindi siya dahil sa selos, dahil mas sikat na si Ali. Diba? Dahil siya sa, hindi na ikaw to, hindi na ito yung art mo, or hindi na ito yung
parang tinatry niyang ibalik si Ali sa true art, pagiging artist niya, pero ayaw, kaya sila nagka-conflict.
Oo, pero kasi, yung in connection din to what you said earlier, it reflects din naman the, you know, art industry, like the music industry as we see it from the outside. Ang nagiging sikat is yung mga songs na not that deep, kung ano yung sound, what will sound viral, or ano yung magte-trend sa TikTok. Yun yung sisikat. Pero not necessarily may sinasabing may impact or may sinasabi yung song.
Yeah.
Kaya nga ito, to be honest, ko naman di siya nakikinig nito, pero si Her, for example, sobrang ganda ng songs niya. Super ganda. I love her so much. Pero, hindi siya maka-break sa mainstream dito sa Philippines. Or, hindi siya maka-break sa mainstream like how others make it. Like how others break it. Diba? Kasi, most of her songs have a real deep, have deep messages, pero it's not what's popular, for example, diba?
Yeah, it took work, sobra. kung dito sa Philippines, hindi talaga siya masyadong... Kasi she had a Grammy na, di ba? Nanalo na siya ng Grammy.
Pati ng, ano, then, ng Oscar.
Pero yung... Yeah, pero yung song niya na napanalunan sa Grammy, it's about the whole BLM movement.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya siya nag-click kasi timely din siya.
Yes, oo.
Pero when you think of her other songs, sobrang for me, ang dami niya ng songs sa Grammy worthy, pero hindi napapansin. I don't know why. Oo, hindi ko alam bakit. Yeah. Siguro my thing or I don't know kung yung parang process nila.
Oo. Kasi nga going back to Ali, parang she needed to let go of that persona of her, that old persona of her since nagkaroon na siya ng manager. She needed to like rebrand para mag-fit in siya to what the masses are consuming. That's why doon nagsimula yung disappointment nga ni Jackson na it's not you anymore. Parang hindi na ito yung voice mo. And again, like, going back, I love that about Jackson's character na he was very true to himself in a sense na kung ano yung nakita niya kay Ali, yun yung pinangahawakan niya.
Well, kumbaga, they were anchors for each other. So, mm-hmm. di ba nung parang, nung okay pa, sobrang okay pa nung relationship nila, si Jackson quit drinking, ganun-ganun. Tapos he started drinking again nung na-feel niya na parang si Ali medyo hindi na good yung parang nawawala na yung artistry ni Ali na nakita niya before. So yeah, nag-gets ko yung ano mo na parang sobrang nagpo-push and pull lang sila kumbaga.
Tapos ano naman eh, what I love about Ali naman is ano siya like aside nga from being a very headstrong woman na matapang, may paninindigan siya sa mga ginagawa niya. Ano rin siya, very mahal niya yung art niya na kahit hindi niya napansin na nagbago na, ino-own up niya pa rin yung mga, ba, oh, yung mga bago niya, yung mga songs na, yung mga pop songs na lumabas, ino-own up niya pa rin yun. That's her songs pa rin. And as artist, I'm sure magigets na naman to, parang importante talaga sa atin yung ownership ng craft natin. Regardless kung ano yung view ng tao with that, kung maganda ba siya or pangit.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi it's us eh. Like, it's an extension of ourselves. It's an extension of our minds. So, yun yung nagustuhan ko kay Ali kasi nakaka-relate ako na very mahal niya yung art niya and very gagawin niya lahat para marinig siya ng ibang tao. Yun nga lang, to the point na she needed to assimilate dun sa generic pop star na ano. And which is funny kasi hindi ko naman sinasabing similar siya kay Lady Gaga, pero Lady Gaga kasi was known, like Lady Gaga the singer, the performer, is known to be that pop star, pero not a generic one kasi iba rin naman yung artistry ni Lady Gaga. Very theatrical, concept-wise, sobrang mind-blowing niya. Pero nakakatawa lang na, alam mo yun, Lady Gaga agreed to that script na parang, hindi naman minamock, pero parang kino-call out yung industry when it comes to what is real music and what is music.
Kung mahilig ka talaga sa pop music, no, magugustuhan mo din talaga kasi yung type of songs na ni-release ni Ali sa debut album niya. Pero kasi, personally, sa kanya, hindi siya yon. Parang, alam mong mas may depth pa yung type of music na ginagawa niya. Parang ganun. Yeah. And then, in terms of si Lady Gaga din kasi, parang sobrang different nila, di ba? Pag nakikita mo, sobrang different ni Lady Gaga and ni Ali. So, kaya sobrang, actually hindi niya to ano 'di ba parang debut acting gig kasi nag-American Horror Story
siya.
Pero gets parang sobrang na-amaze lang din ako sa performance niya knowing na mainly she's a singer pero nadala niya kumbaga niya yung parang she made it very believable na siya si Ali. Parang ganun. If yeah, that like, makes sense.
Like, all the theatrics of Lady Gaga and all the nawala eh. Like, yeah. Sobrang,
mm-mm.
Sobrang ano, kumbaga, nahubaran siya into Ali na
yeah.
A struggling or a struggling singer and very toned down, kumbaga. Mm-hmm. Pero, going back to what you said earlier, yun nga, when it came to the songs, kasi the film also took us to a journey on how Ali is as a songwriter. For example,
yeah.
When she was writing yung I'm Alone in My House, diba? She was like they were just in a bar or in a diner. Mm. Then the inspiration came from like when they were in the motorcycle. Tapos Bradley Cooper asked, "How do you hear the song?" Then meron siya. So parang doon mo makikita na magaling siyang songwriter, malalim siya magsulat. Then nung pumunta siya dun sa nung naging mainstream na siya, unti-unting ma-feel mo rin kasi yung parang ano niya. Like ako, while watching the film, I was feeling what Jackson was feeling na parang, wala, hindi na ganun kalalim yung kanta. Maganda pa rin yung mga kanta mo, pero hindi na yung parang dati na Always Remember Us This Way, yung Look What I've Found na kinanta niya. So parang, kaya nagigets ko sila on both sides na kailangan kong maging ganito yung songs ko para tanggapin ako ng ibang tao. Pero, on the other side naman, kailangan bumalik mo sa kung sino ka as an artist. Kasi, dyan ka pinakamagaling. So, parang nila.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Sobrang relatable yan, no? Especially, For us, na, ano, parang, kahit ibang industry, like said, sa choreo, sa dance, or sa, as being creators, sobrang important yung pagiging genuine natin sa craft or sa art natin. But at the same time, mayroong lingering voice na parang hindi yan nila mapapansin. Hindi nila yan mapapansin. Kasi, weirdly, kasi masyado siyang different. Pero pag nasa industry ka na, you have to be different para ano, para mag-excel ka.
The
pero
conflict.
At the same, diba? Parang at the same time, parang, hindi, dito ka muna kasi masyadong different yan. Parang, ano ba talaga?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yun yung sobrang complicated ng whole thing.
Yeah. Pinakita talaga ng film na to yung life ng isang performer, like what happens backstage, kung ano yung pinagdadaan nila. Like, for example, they had their arc as a couple together, pero they had their own arcs as well. Eh. Like, yun nga, when Ali was on the rise. Well, yun nga, ang gandang comparison. Like, Ali was on the rise, getting nominated for Grammys and shit. Then si Jackson naman was getting sidelined. So, yung dapat magpa-perform siya sa Grammys, tapos biglang may kinuha silang ibang vocalist, tapos siya na lang yung nag-play ng background music. So parang, it added din sa stress or sa depression na nararamdaman ni Jackson. Eh tapos, dagdag mo pa na feel niya nawawala na si Ali, nawawala na yung Ali na nakilala niya because of, because of the fame or because of needing to be famous. So parang hindi niya na alam kung saan siya magiging, saan siya a-ankla or saan siya mag-a-anchor. That's why, yun na, nagtuloy-tuloy na yung addiction niya, alcoholism niya. Kaya,
yun. Yeah. Kaya interesting din kasi doon, parang hindi naman yung choice ni Ali eh. Yung type of music na ni-release niya. It was her manager. Diba? It was her record label. So, pero, ito pa yung medyo weird. Kasi it worked. Diba? She won.
Yeah,
she won a Grammy with it. So, parang kung, diba? Kung, for example, for Ali, parang, okay, it's working. So, parang, sige, let's continue this. But at the same time, yung concern din ni Jackson, oo nga, nag-work siya, nanalo ka ng Grammy, pero that's not you.
Yeah,
and for parang, him na he was an art parang famous artist before her, alam niya kung anong mangyayari kung yan yung path na ililid niya. Parang ganon.
Yeah, na parang naiinis siya sa fact na nanalo siya ng Grammy, tapos yung lyrics are, why you come around me with an ass like that? Na parang, doon siya naiinis. Kasi, coming from, I'm on a deep end, watch as I dive in, I'll never meet the ground, to that kind of song. So parang, doon siya na-frustrate. I just totally understand them well. Mm-hmm. Pero yun nga lang, mali din naman ni Jackson na, well, it's not his fault, pero he was expressing his remorse or, you know, his like increasing sadness through binging on alcohol and relying on drugs to perform well. Kasi nga, additional pa yung may tinnitus siya. So, nagkakaroon siya ng mga static sa, yung parang, sa hearing niya. Diba? So, very layered ng characters nila. Kasi yun nga, they had their different arcs, pero they had their same arc as well. And napakita siya ng movie ng super cohesive pa rin. It showed everything, but it was not too much to the point na naguguluhan ka na.
I think ang very important conversation yung addiction ni, of course, yung addiction ni Jackson. Because madaming victims sa ganong type of addiction. And it's very important then, di ba sinabi ko kanina na, sobrang important yung support ni Jackson towards Ali's career. But at the same time, sobrang important ng support ni Ali sa addiction ni Jackson, that she was always
super
there.
Yeah.
She was always there and she understood. Kahit na yung, yun, di ba yung before they got married, yung hindi pumunta si Jackson sa show ni Ali, yung sabi niya na parang, if you do this again, parang, ayan,
parang this is parang the only time I'll be doing
pick
this.
Pick up for
parang,
yourself. Parang you go pick up for yourself, parang ganon. And then parang, kahit na yun, alam mo na parang si Ali is concerned and sobrang parang andun siya for him. Hindi siya supportive in a way na, syempre, ilong ka lang. Hindi ganun na. Parang, I mean, like, she's there to converse with him. Parang ganun. Yeah. And then, lagi niyang nire-remind si Jackson na, parang, this is not good for you. Parang ganun. And it's a very important conversation, di ba? Kasi pag yan, hindi na siya, pero hindi niya na pag-uusapan, it leads to something even worse, which is what happened sa end, which is very sad.
Yeah.
So, important, sobrang important din yung ganong type of conversation. Especially for him, kasi he's a famous person.
Yeah.
So, it happens, pero importante na napag-uusapan siya between partners or kahit sa friends, ganun. Mm-hmm.
And if there's anything, there was really true love there. Like, hindi mo maikakaila. They were in love. For example, during the Grammys, that super duper embarrassing scene in which Jackson like peed on himself in front of millions of people on live TV. Ano yung unang instinct na ginawa ni Ali? Di ba tinakpan niya ng palda niya?
Yeah. Di
ba? She was still protecting him eh. Kahit napahiya siya. Ang una niya parang instinct was to protect Jackson and to show na, parang to show na may pakialam talaga siya kay Jackson. And she cares for him talaga.
Tsaka yung fact na parang she, di man kinancel, pero hindi niya tinuloy yung tour niya for her to be with Jackson, di ba?
Kasi kakalabas na rehab, di ba?
Oo, kasi ayaw din pumayag ng manager niya na sumama si Jackson sa tour ni Ali.
Oh, that manager. Si Rez.
Diba? Parang, it says a lot about her love for him. Tsaka, yeah. I watched an interview nilang dalawa, ni Bradley tsaka ni Lady Gaga. Sabi nila,
wow, first name basis. Close kayo. The joke.
Ano, parang, sabi nila, actually, hindi ko napansin. Sabi lang nila, makikita natin yung love between Ali and Jackson because they never said I love you sa movie.
Oh my God. Oh,
diba? Na. Parang once lang ata, or I don't know. Basta once, pero hindi niya nirep. Parang si Jackson ata nag-say ng I love you. I don't know. Pero hindi siya nag-reply. Si Ali hindi nag-reply kay Jackson ng I love you too. Pero they never said I love you. So parang ako, hala, oo nga. So parang mabifeel mo talaga na sobrang, oo nga, this is, ganito yung type, ganito yung love, ganito ka strong yung relationship nila, ganun ka strong yung love nila. Kasi kahit ako, kahit parang nanonood, parang sobrang, oo nga, in love sila, pero they never said I love you.
Yeah, and they don't need to say it kasi it shows in their actions and in their exactly. nuances with each other. Exactly. Super ganda. Yeah, and going back to that rehab scene, I think that was such a great conversation that they had when Jackson was just apologizing and when Ali was asking, like, when you get out, when you're sober and all, would you still like me or would you still want to be with me? Kasi nagkakilala nga sila lasing si Jackson. And super, ewan ka, super totoo nung ganong conversation. Like, mapapaisip ka nga eh, na parang, kaya ba na-inlove si Jackson dito dahil like he was drunk at the time? Or ano talaga, no? And that was so important as well kasi parang Ali mentioned na being an alcoholic in the state, like the state of where Jackson was not his fault. And magandang na-acknowledge yun kasi usually naman, yung mga may pinagdadaanan na addictions or like alcoholism, it's not usually their fault or they don't mean to do that naman. It's because of previous trauma or previous baggage. In Jackson's case, his alcoholic father who made him a drinking buddy, diba? So, he grew up that way na. And yun yung nakasanay niya. And also, mapapaisip ka eh. Parang if I was in Jackson's shoes at that young age, mapapaisip ko, ba't ba umiinom yung dad ko? Siguro, para maging masaya siya kasi ayaw niya sa akin. Kaya siya umiinom para sa mission. So, nagkakaroon ng self-doubt on Jackson's end. I am sure, isa to sa reason na kung bakit he decided to do what he did dun sa end. Kasi aside from having self, having like previous experiences on doubting himself if he's worthy enough. Nagkaroon na ulit siya ng doubts. Nagkaroon naman siya ng doubts if he is good enough for Ali. And yun nga, ang conclusion niya is parang hindi. Ali had to stop her tour. Parang Ali had to take a break off of her career just to be with Jackson. And hindi rin nakatulong yung conversation that he had with Rez. And Rez had no right talaga to do that. Diba?
Yeah.
Planting
what
seeds.
What an a-hole.
Super. Kainis.
Weirdly, parang naisip ko, kaya ginawa ni Jackson yun, like when he committed suicide. Yeah, is parang weirdly ah, parang for me, parang he was trying to protect her from him.
Oo, yun yung ano niya, diba? Yun yung reason niya talaga.
Parang so sobrang sad lang na ganun kasi sobrang sad lang na ganun yung way niya kasi then, sobrang naiinis talaga ako dun sa manager niya
kay Rez kasi sabi ni Rez parang wala but you're just gonna relapse and do it all over again.
Oo, so nga.
Wala
nga.
For people on the process of healing, of course, very vulnerable in terms of belief nila sa sarili nila. And yung parang kung kaya ba nilang malampasan to. So parang wala. Parang that hit the nail on the coffin yung sinabi ni Rez. Kaya sobrang sakit nung last yung ginawa ni Ali for the last yung ano, yung tinawag siya ni Jackson na I just wanna take one last look at him. As in, sobrang
kasi
painful.
Kasi from there, parang alam mo na yung gagawin niya.
Oo, parang yun na yung goodbye niya.
Oo, parang, don't.
Like, the first goodbye in the film was also the last goodbye for the two of them.
Oh, yeah. I had
diba, those parang, ah. Ay, ito. siguro last question. How does this film relate to the outside world beyond the screen?
Beyond the screen. Again, people are going through so much. Especially ngayong pandemic, di ba? As we always say.
The pandemic.
Like self-doubt and parang we don't believe in ourselves na kaya natin. It's very important. And ako yun talaga yung nag-resonate sa akin personally. Kasi marami kang questions na kung kaya mo ba or something. Pero once you get there, parang pag andun ka na sa kaya ko pala, meron na namang papasok sa utak na mo mag-adapt ka. But again, as what I said, parang it takes one person, whether it's your family or your mom, your dad, both your parents, your family, a friend, your special someone. It's very important to have that conversation na I feel this, I feel ganit, ito yung na-feel ko ngayon and I need to parang work through it para maging okay ako. And sobrang, for me then, yun nga sabi ko kanina, di ba? It's a love letter for artists and creators. Kasi we all struggle. We all struggle. Like, parang sa work natin, kahit sa work natin, di ba? Ang daming keme na sinasabi na. Ang daming ganap. Pero, kailangan talaga push, ganun, for us to succeed in life. Ganun siya. And sobrang makikita mo yung struggle ng artists dun sa movie. Diba? As artists, yung personal struggle ng artists, sobrang makikita mo dun. Kaya, very important. Sobrang heavy ng movie, no? But at the same time, it resonates in real life.
Yeah. The film was heavy. Tapos, buti na lang talaga may mga songs doon. So, sobrang ganda ng songs, mapapasabay ka na lang talaga.
Sorry, add ko lang.
Go.
Yung relationship ni Jackson tsaka ng brother niya, sobrang real-life relationship din talaga yun. It happens. And it's very important.
That kasi, part when, diba, ano? Sorry, that part when Jackson was trying to say what yung mga, parang nag-iisip siya, iniisip niya yung sasabihin niya sa brother niya para hindi mag-sound, hindi magmukhang madrama. Tapos, ito rin yung last thing na sinabi sa brother, parang, it was you who I idolized, not dad. Tapos parang yung brother niya, nag-a-address ng car, tapos pinipigilan lubuha.
Tsaka yung, diba, natanggal yung brother niya. And then, nung nagkita sila sa parang sa SNL, parang sabi nung brother niya is parang, if you need anything, just call me. So kahit, diba, kahit may conflict ka with your family or with your siblings, sila talaga yung magiging andyan for you at the very end. So, so very important din yun ang story na yun.
As people or as artists, we all undergo or we all experience self-doubt. So with Ali, we saw self-doubt in terms of can she make it? Can she break through and become the star that she was meant to be? And for Jackson, can he become better? Can he be, like, can he be the reason why his wife will become successful? Or will he be the reason why his wife will lose all success? So parang lahat tayo nakaka-experience ng self-doubt. Pero we just have to remember na although mahirap siya i-shrug off, we are all capable of greatness. And we saw that through those characters. So we saw how Ali was a great performer and a great partner at the same time. And we saw Jackson, despite everything he's been through, he's a great performer, he's a great musician, and also he's a great support system for Ali. That's why,
yeah.
Ang ganda aspect yung napakita ng film.
Whoever artist or creators who's listening, including me, gusto ko i-remind yung sarili ko na parang we as creators or artists, we have to remind ourselves to go back kung bakit natin ginagawa yung craft
yes.
natin.
Kasi
that's where we started and that's where we learned na we love doing this pala. So, mm-hmm. in line sa film, yun nga, yung pagiging genuine ni Ali sa craft niya, sobrang naging important yun din sa relationship nila and sa yeah. career niya. Kasi dun naman siya nagsimula eh. Kahit we don't know if she ended na ganun yung type of music na ginagawa niya. But she started there. So, ayun.
Yeah. And speaking of endings, that fucking ending, the I'll never love again. Nung una ko siyang pinanood, yeah. Oh my God! Ang lala nun.
Iyak, mommy.
Super lala nun. Nung bigla nag-cut dun sa happy moment nila pagkalabas ni Jackson ng rehab. Tapos, after niyang makipaglaro kay pang nilang dog nila? Kay Charlie.
Charlie.
After naman makipaglaro kay Charlie, they just played music. And they, I saw this nga in one review na parang yung Shallow was written by Ali and tinapos ni Jackson. And itong I'll Never Love Again was written by Jackson and tinapos ni Ali. Kaya parang, oh my God.
Oh, yes.
Diba?
I had goosebumps again.
Ang ganda, ang ganda. Okay.
Yeah, sobrang ganda.
Solid Alice, sobrang ganda ng discussion natin. With that, let's go on to our next segment that I'd like to call Hard F Questions.
Mahal mo pa ako kahit kailangan mo ko. O kailangan mo ko, kaya mahal mo ko.
Alright, Alice. Kailangan mo lang sagutin tong mga iba't ibang questions na. Tatlong questions na naman. First question. Which song on this film speaks to you the most?
Remember Us This Way.
Same. May I ask why?
Wala lang. Actually, mas gusto ko lang talaga yun. To be honest, Shallow talaga yung favorite song ko before. But when I rewatched the movie, sobrang ganda ng Remember Us This Way. Yeah. Kasi it says na, di ba, parang doon na, ano yun, when the sun comes down and the band won't play, I'll always remember us this way. So parang without all the lights and all the performances and all the fame,
it's
ito
just
lang yung gusto kong maalala between us. So parang sobrang sana all.
Yeah. kaya gusto ko nitong song na to kasi whenever I hear the song, naalala ko lang yung line ni Jackson na before Ali sang Always Remember Us This Way. Tapos naalala ko lang yung moment na nag-tour sila na they were so happy with their music and they were so happy together. Uh-huh. So parang may sense of nostalgia din kahit hindi naman ako kasama sa relationship nila. Okay, agree ako sa'yo, Danny. Okay, eto, next question. Well, it's more of fill in the blanks. Oh, complete the lyrics. Kantahin mo to. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. Oh, yun. Pero mataas na yun. Cannot
be. Yeah, Alice, na-miss kitang kamidyo, okay? Nakakatawa. Pero, ito, last question. Choose one. Be successful, but veer away from your art. Or stay true to your art but not be successful?
I'd rather stay true to my art.
Okay, Alice, that was such a fun and insightful game. Okay, let's now go on to our next segment that I'd like to call Unsung Heroes!
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
Alright, so for this segment lang, babasahin lang namin ni Alice yung the list of the people who made this film possible. Of course, the people behind this film. Right, let's start. So the director and one of the writers of this film is Bradley Cooper. So he is an award-winning actor, an 8-time Oscar nominee. So some of his works are Maestro, so he will be the director of that film. He was an actor in 46 episodes of Alias, He's Just Not That Into You, The Hangover Part 1 to 3, Silver Linings Playbook, and of course, he's the voice of Rocket Raccoon in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Avengers. Next, one of the writers of the film is Eric Roth. So he's the 1995 Oscars winner for Forrest Gump, 6-time Primetime Emmy nominee, 6-time Oscar nominee. So some of his works are Dune, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, The Postman, and Forrest Gump. The last writer for this film is Will Feathers. So he's an Oscar and BAFTA nominee as well. So some of his works are Remember Me, Georgetown, The Lucky One, and The Best of Me. Go, Alice!
So the cinematographer for this film is Matthew Libatique, 2-time Oscar nominee, and some of his works are Birds of Prey, The Prom, Iron Man 1 and 2, Black Swan, and The Circle.
So for a supervising sound editor, we have Alan Robert Murray. So he's the Academy Awards 2007 and 2015 winner for Best Sound for the films Letters from Iwo Jima and American Sniper. So some of his works include Joker, Arrival, Sicario, American Sniper, and Letters from Iwo Jima.
For the editor, it's Jay Cassidy, 2017 Primetime Emmy Award winner for Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for a limited series for The Night Of, Hollywood Film Awards Editor of the Year 2014 for the film Fury. And some of his works are Birds of Prey, American Hustle, Silver Linings Playbook, Fury, and The Night Of.
For production design, we have Karen Murphy. So she's an Art Directors Guild 2019 Excellence in Production Design for Award winner for The Great Gatsby, Satellite Awards 2008 Best Production Design for the film Australia, and some of her works are 11 episodes of The Get Down, It Comes at Night, The Great Gatsby, The Light Between Oceans, and she was a set dresser for Moulin Rouge.
Supervising Art Director Bradley Rubin, Art Director Guild 2021 Excellence in Production Design for The Mandalorian. He's in 8 episodes of The Mandalorian, Wine Country, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, Ghostbusters, and the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water.
For our costume designer, we have Erin Benak. So, 3-time nominee for Costume Designers Guild Awards. Some of her works are Birds of Prey, Loving, New Valentine, The Poker House, and Sugar. Alright, grabe no? Super galing talaga ng mga people na gumawa ng film na to. So with that, let's move on to our last segment. So in this last segment, we would just like to give you the latest news and updates in the Philippine film and TV industry the past week. Alright, so first, congratulations are in order for the following awardees from the First Southern Voices Film Lab, care of the Film Development Council of the Philippines. So the following films are Cangrejos, directed by Zurich Chan and produced by Gail Osorio. So it's the winner for the SOVO Lab co-production grant worth 1 million pesos and the Solar Sinag Award Film Distribution Service worth 750,000 pesos. Next, we have Dancing the Tides, directed by Seth Suarez and produced by Allenberg Ang. So, winner of the Special Jury Prize with co-production grant worth 500,000 pesos. Next film is The Virgins of the River, so it's directed by Julian Ilagan. Winner of the Center Stage Production Script Development and Production Mentorship Grant worth 500,000 pesos. Winner of the Cinemalaya Institute Assistant Director's Workshop for Film and Television. and winner of the Directors Guild of the Philippines Mentorship Grant and 20,000 pesos in cash. Next one, we have Devils in Paradise, directed by Joe Bacus, winner of the Sovo Lab Script and Project Development Grant worth 300,000 pesos and winner of Wild Sound Studios Inc. Audio Post-Production Grant worth 100,000 pesos. Next, we have Duwalwal, directed by Gerald Serencio and produced by John Torres, winner of the Sovo Lab Script and Project Development Grant worth 300,000 pesos. And lastly, we have The Widow, directed by Ryan Murcia, winner of the Cinemalaya Institute Production Management Workshop. Well, congratulations to all these films. And these are all Southern films, meaning films from Mindanao. Grabe, sobrang galing. Alright, so next we have the short film Filipiniana continues to bag international awards. So Rafael Manuel's Filipiniana continued its winning streak in the international film festival scene by bagging the Governor of Tokyo Award, so Asia International Competition Best Film, at the Short Shorts Film Festival in Asia 2021 in Japan, and the Best Film Award International Competition at the Prague Shorts Film Festival in Czech Republic. Congratulations! Up next, two Filipino films are to screen in Macau Youth Film Festival. So, Rafael Manuel's critically acclaimed short film, Filipiniana, has been making waves globally, and this time it has been selected for the Asian Short Filmmakers Short Screening category of the Macau Youth Film Festival under the Features Genre Crossover category. Next, Mikhail Red's award-winning film Neo Manila has been selected as one of the films with the theme of crime/triad. Both films will be screened online from June 25 to July 16. Next, Kun Maupay Man It Panahon is to have their world premiere in Locarno. So Carlo Francisco Manatad's Kun Maupay Man It Panahon, so Whether the Weather It's Fine, will have its world premiere at the Concorso Cineasi del Presente, or the Filmmakers of the Present competition section of the prestigious Locarno Film Festival in Switzerland from August 4 to August 14. So since 2014, Manatad and his team have been developing the movie, and finally, after all the hard work, the film, top billed by Chara Santos Concho and Daniel Padilla, will be screened at the 74th edition of the Locarno. Next, Kevin de la Cruz's Balangiga Howling Wilderness wins in France. So the film Balangiga Howling Wilderness won the Jury Prize Award at Le Festival International de Cinéma Asiatique de Tours in France last June 25. The history-centric film won the Best Jury Prize at the 5th Bangkok ASEAN Film Festival in 2019 and was screened in various international film festivals. Lastly, Pearl Next Door is an official selection to the Seattle Film Festival. The series stars Adriana Saul, Yana Bernardes, and Rachel Coates, and is produced by the Idea First Company, directed by Ivan Andrew Payawal, and created by director June Robles Lana. Wow, congratulations to all these award-winning films and to all the ones participating in international competitions. Grabe ang gagaling nyo, Pilipinas represent! Alright, Alice, maraming salamat for guesting tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you had fun.
Yes.
And sana maulit to. Please.
Hopefully.
Oh. Yes.
See you soon then.
See you soon. Sana. Well, Alice, may gusto ko bang i-promote?
Gusto i-promote yung shirt sa friend ko, Ilang. So, go support her. Ilang shirts. Maganda siya. Puro ramen and sushi. Ilang.studios. Follow her on Instagram.
Nice. Ikaw, where can we find you on social media?
So for Instagram is Ling Pasukin. Mahirapan kayong maghanap. LingPasukin. Or ayun lang.
So ayun naman guys, if you enjoyed our discussion and our conversation tonight, feel free to tweet and use the hashtag UnpackPod. And of course, follow us on our social media accounts on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Letterboxd at Taralets UnpackPod. And lastly, before we say goodbye, guys, hanggang September 30 na lang ang voters registration. So if I were you, register to vote. Visit votefilipinas.com to know how to register. And also, last na pala, magpa-register na rin kayo to get vaccinated because we want to, gusto na namin makita ni Alice.
Yes, please.
With that, Alice, again, thank you so much for guesting on our episode. And guys, thank you for listening. See you next week. We have a special episode next week. So see you next week on... Tara! Let's unpack! Bye, guys!